Hello and welcome to another edition of News Analysis with me, Homa Lesgi. On this programme, we're taking a look back at one of the worst airborne disasters in history. 22 years ago, tragic scenes of bodies scattered across the Persian Gulf shocked the world. 290 people, including 66 children, were all killed when a US warship attacked Iran Air Flight 655. The US said its Navy had mistaken the plane for a fighter jet, a claim that's been refuted with allegations of a cover-up. The US has never apologized for the attack, nor admitted any wrongdoing. It's even awarded the commanding officer of the warship a Medal of Honor. Every year, the families of the 290 victims drop flowers at the site of the incident. They're still trying to find an answer to the crucial question of liability. Well, joining us now to tell us more is international lawyer Franklin Lam from Beirut. And also on the line from Richmond, Virginia is Phil Villato, anti-war activist and editor of the Virginia Defender. Gentlemen, thanks both for joining News Analysis. I'd like to start with Mr. Lam in Beirut. Up until now, Mr. Lam, a lot of explanations have emerged strongly suggesting the U.S. could not have mistaken a 175-feet Airbus for a 62-feet fighter jet. That's a third its size, especially considering the advanced radar system of the USS Vincennes. So why is the U.S. insisting it didn't do anything wrong?
Well, it's true that during the 1988 presidential campaign, George Bush not only said that the crew had acted reasonably, but that he would never, never apologize on behalf of the United States. And of course, they have not done that. I think that's an unseemly attitude that he took. Powers have should apologize when they're wrong. Clearly, they were wrong in this case. The reason why the American government, who did pay some $131 million to settle a case, as you know, before the International Court of Justice, what they said in the latest position is that there was a failure. There was a failure in the Aegis software defense system that allowed a mistaking of a Tomcat, F-14 Tomcat, for a huge A-300 bus. The fact is that the studies have shown and the analyses and examination has shown more and more that there was no question that the Vincennes was in territorial waters of Iran, and you recall that the Pentagon denied this for years and years. They finally came clean on that. It seems to me that the evidence points to this this captain, William Rogers, who had a reputation as a hothead. This has been documented, and while he was given normal retirement considerations and everyone who served in the Gulf got a medal, I think that damaged his career because he had to take responsibility for that. The Pentagon has also recently said that the problem was there was psychological disorders among some of the crew. They had been up for days, they hadn't had proper rest, and that they reverted to a psychological syndrome that that they had in training, and that they somehow focus on, you know, led to believe that there was an attack. So the responsibility is clear. Of course, there was a settlement. There was a settlement with the government of the Islamic Republic in 1996. Every person who was killed was a wage earner, got $300,000. You know, you can't compensate for that, of course. But that's why the legal action didn't continue. There was a United Nations Security Resolution 616 that you know, deplored and deeply regretted. But you're right, there was no apology, and the matter was ended in some respects legally,
well, Mr. Lam,
because
despite.